All right, so guys, we'll be in Psalm 91 today. It's probably one of the most memorized psalms out there other than Psalm 23, the Good Shepherd Psalm. This particular psalm is a psalm of protection, safety, deliverance. It's a covenant psalm. You know, if I was going to summarize the psalms and proverbs, I would say the proverbs are kind of like how to reign in life. All the guidebook when it comes to like reigning in life. Okay, do this, don't do this. Do this, stay away from this. But with Psalms, I would say that it's kind of how to have fullness in life. And this is one of these Psalms that gives you fullness in life. Because I don't know about you, but we encounter things of this world that are not really nice all the time. And how do you navigate those? How do you get protection from those? And we find this in the Psalms. It is the heart of the Lord for every person to discover his fullness in life. It's his unique purpose. Unity really is not uniformity. Unity is just found only in the diversity of the folks that are out there. The heart of God is to taste that fullness of life, and this is what Psalms 91 is all about. It's being that fullness of life and trying to overcome that four-letter word, not the other bad words out there, but a four-letter word of fear. And that just dominates us. How many times in the Bible when God makes his presence felt, whether it be with the birth of Jesus or when the angels come and see a prophet or you name it, what's the first thing they say? Do not fear. And it just is like over again, do not fear, do not fear. And Psalm 91 describes God's ongoing sovereign protection of his people from the ever-present dangers and terrors which surround us today. The original setting may be of an army about ready to go to battle. We're not sure. It was written by David, so most likely there's that element to it. Most of the terrors mentioned in the psalm are left undefined, but no doubt intentionally so that no kind of danger is omitted from the application. It's specific but yet generic. Believers in any age can read the psalm, to learn that nothing can harm a child of God unless the Lord permits it. So in today's message, we're going to go after, I call it the lost sheep. That sheep that, you know, that person that gets, maybe they're just out there and they know where the flock is, but they just can't, you know, how do I get back to where I was? How do I get, you know, back to, you know, maybe it's a cash sheep that needs to get flipped over and on its way. But we're definitely going to be praying over needs today. There's going to be a lot of audience participation, a lot of calisthenics near the end. And so we're gonna pray for folks that need it and have a real practical application. So all of y'all are going to be on the ministry team today. You're going to be praying over folks that need it, and we're going to see breakthrough. Because you know, when the Lord is present, disease and trouble and fear is not allowed to be there. It, like you just can't exist. All right, so let's go to Psalm 91. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and fortress, my God in whom I trust. All right, so when I got to the desert here in 97, I remember when I was with my wife, when we were driving around anywhere, she always said, park in the shade, park in the shade. And I'm like, okay. And there's a reason for it to park in the shade. It's because it's cooler. When you get in your car, it's not as hot. It's still hot, but it's not as hot. There's some refuge in that. And he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High gets to be in the shadow of the Almighty. There is protection. There is not as hot. And back then, you know, especially in Israel, modern-day Israel, it's a desert, so it's hot. The other thing, it's a secret place. It's not really known. It's not being broadcast. It's not being advertised. You don't see it on, like, hey, come to the Lord's secret place. You don't see it on the Super Bowl ads or anything like that, or there isn't when you're on Google and this ad pops up, or there isn't a Facebook ad, or there isn't, you know, being blared on the radio, hey, come to the secret place of the Lord. It's not there. It's something that you have to go and hunt for. It's accessible, and God tells us how to get there. I mean, it's all over the Word. He tells you, but he's not gonna say, come on, go, let's go. No, he wants you to search it out, because it's not being broadcast out there. It is a secret place. So what about the shadow? The shadow If you're in somebody's shadow, guess what? They're close by. They're not far away. And so when we abide with the Lord, when we go to that secret place, we are right there with them. And when we're right there with them, fear, pestilence, disease, does that have any place in the presence of the Lord? Zero. None. Absolutely not. None of the bad things that are out there, the terrors by night, the arrow by day, all that stuff is gone. They cannot stand in the presence of the Lord. So we are given access to the secret place. What an amazing, absolutely amazing promise that the Lord has given us. It says in verse 2, my God in whom I will trust. When we pull out our money, let me see if I have a quarter on me. I think I do. Let me see. It says, in God we trust. Yes. In God we trust. That's on our money. If we pull out a bill, you'll see that. In God we trust. I believe it. And the Lord says, if you believe it, it will come to pass. God, we can claim God's promises for yourselves and others. We can pray it back to the Lord. You know how it says in verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. We pray back the Lord's promises to him. We could say, Abba, Father, you said this. And he says, yes, I love to hear my voice. Yes, yes, my child. When we pray back to him, we are affirming his lordship over us. And so there is some active participation. We have to go seek out the secret place. That means abiding with him, being connected to the vine. We have to say back to him his words. So one good thing is we memorize the Lord. I have on my phone an app where I look at every day that I look at his words. I have it on a weekly and a daily and a monthly basis where it reminds me, hey, go, and I sit there and I just rehearse his words over and over. Because I love to be in his presence. I love to be in that secret place. Our refuge and fortress, in God we trust. You know, it's not in our money, it's not in our jobs, it's not in our businesses, it's not in our families, it's not in government, it's not in who we get elected, it's not who provides for us. It's the Lord that is our refuge and our fortress. When things go south, when things aren't going right, it's who the Lord that protects us. It's the Lord that saves us. All right, let's keep going in Psalm 91. All right, let's go to the dangers, verses 3 through 6. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence, that's disease. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wing you shall take refuge. I know Anne has a great testimony on that. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. A buckler is a small shield. You shall not be afraid by the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. All right, so we get a taste of the dangers. We get an example of the dangers. The snare of the trapper. All right, so what is the snare of the trapper? I should have had a picture of this, but a snare is like an animal trap. You know, when I was in Scouts, or I'm in Scouts, if you go out in the wilderness, you can create these traps. And the fowler is somebody that gets fowl or birds. So you can set these traps up where they're there, and there's usually bait, not necessarily if you put it in an animal trail, but you'll have a bait, and then there's some kind of like a noose or something that is triggered. When that bait is hit, that the trap gets set and it pulls the animal. Either the animal like goes into it with its neck and gets caught into it, but it's a trap. And that's what they're saying, hey, that the devil and all his minions are setting traps for us all the time. And he's saying that the snare of the fowler, you will bypass. You won't even go through that animal trail and get snagged by it. It talks about the shield and the buckler. His truth will be the shield and buckler. So the shield, it was, you know, everybody knows what a shield is. That a buckler is something a lot smaller. It's usually about, you know, maybe like a foot. And it's a smaller shield that allows protection, but it's not all-encompassing protection as the shield. Sometimes it's just hard to carry a huge shield with you when you're out and about. His truth, what is his truth? It's the word right here. It's the sword of the Spirit that's getting us in there, getting it in our brains to where we tell it back. Because when we speak God's truth over situations, he can't help but have to do things. Oh, yep, they're speaking the truth. You shall not be afraid by the terror by night. So in the United States, we're not really afraid at night when somebody's going to come in and get you. But back in the day, back in, especially in the time of Israel, that's where a lot of the terror was done, was at night, because you can't see very well. And the group that's set up, let's say in your home, you're there and you're just trying to provide for your family, make a living, and these people are coming to terrorize you. And so what's the best place to have a concealment of night? So the terror by night, that won't affect you when you're in the secret place of the Lord, when you're abiding with them. Why? Because they can't stand next to the Lord. They have no business there. They can't be there. So you don't have to be afraid by the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. So he's just saying, hey, you don't have to be afraid when you're at night or during the day. The arrow that flies by day, who's shooting arrows? Who's out there setting fiery darts? That's the devil. He's always out there doing his thing. And the Lord is saying here, you don't have to be afraid of the arrow that flies by night. Pestilence. This represents disease, plagues, epidemics. You know, we're going through one right now. But there's been a lot other ones out there, a lot more worse out there. Let me tell you, when you're not feeling good, it's hard. When you have, you know, you're sick, I mean, there's like, you'll do just about anything to get better. And the Lord is saying that pestilence has no business. Is there any disease in heaven? Zero. No disease in heaven. Doesn't have any place there. And so when we are with the Lord, when you're in his secret place, it can't be there. Now, what happens? We go to the secret place, we abide with the Lord, but you know what? Things come up in our minds. You know, whether it be, oh, I wonder who's playing basketball today, or oh, what's going on with my job, or what's going on in this thing, or I wonder what this, you know, this person's doing. We drift out, we get lost, and oh, yeah, and you come back. We're always just kind of drifting out, and then we come back, and then we drift out this way. But he's saying, if you always are with me, none of this, you'll have any issue. The destruction that lays waste at noon. So what was this? Really, this, I have to admit, I looked and looked and looked, and I couldn't find a lot of great answers to it other than back in the day when if there was going to be a major military campaign, you'd have the terror at night where they would strike. But then usually on noonday is when the main offensive would hit. If you were taking a city, it's the hottest part of the day around that time. And so that destruction that lays waste at noon, that's when if you're sieging a city back then, that's when you would do it. Like the defenders would be compromised at that point. But I didn't find a lot on that one. But that destruction that lays waste, so back then they would have known exactly what I meant. What the psalmist meant. So the terror by night, the pestilence, the arrow by day, the snare of the trapper, all these things are specific but very generic too. But God is saying, you don't have to worry about any of this if you stay with me. All right, let's keep going. All right, some examples. Starting in verse 7, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, and the lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. All right, I call these the examples. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 in your right hand, but it shall not approach you. So no matter what is going on with the ungodly or your neighbors, you can dwell safely in the presence of the Most High. that they may have these issues, but if we're with the Lord, if we're abiding with him, we have no issues there. You shall see the wicked, you shall only look at the wicked and see the reward, meaning that you're not going to partake in the wicked's reward, if you want to call it that, what they earn, what they sow. When the wicked sow all their chaos and their lies and their deceit, you can look in their reward but not have to partake in it. So that's huge. Because even the Most High is your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor any plague shall come near you, any disease, because disease has no place there. No plague will befall you. But you got to stay there. That's the key. I'm going to keep repeating this. You got to stay there because we drift out and we drift back in and then we drift out. We drift back in and then we kind of drift this way. And then we're like, oh my gosh, 2 years went by and we drifted out of the Lord's dwelling. For he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in their ways. So who quoted this back to Jesus? This little verse here. That's the devil. The devil quoted this little verse to Jesus when he was in the desert at the temptation. He told him, "Hey, turn this rock to bread." And then he said, "Hey, your angels shall have charge over you. Keep your ways." And he was tempting. He was trying to get Jesus to circumvent the plan. But the Lord is saying here that he will give his angels charge over you. Everybody hear of the guardian angels? Guardian angels, yeah. Like when you're a baby, talk about the guardian angels, especially, you know, babies, when they're walking and they're crawling, they have no fear. They could just go right to the edge of this major drop-off. It could be like a stage, and they'll just keep going. And, you know, you always picture these guardian angels just coming there and put their hand right underneath their hand as they're trying to, you know, crawl off, or maybe they get up and then they grab some really pointed object, and you can just see, you know, the guardian angel just just like, or like, have you ever seen these? I love these videos, these home videos of all these dads making these great miraculous saves of kids. Like they're on the couch and this thing, and the baby just whoop, and dad just puts their arm out and grabs them right away and saves them. I should have had that on the video today. There's just hundreds of these videos. And that's, you know, guardian angels. Or, you know, when you're on the other side of life, not a baby, and you're, you know, older, and your eyesight's dim, and, you know, your coordination isn't as good, and we get older, there's guardian angels there too. It's like, oh, no, we'll keep the steering wheel this way. let's lock that door this time, you know. And so he's saying he gives his angels charge over you. That there are sometimes you're thinking about something else, you know, and then this circumstance didn't happen because he was with you. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Anybody here stub their toe on like a rock? Does that hurt? Yes. It hurts. But he's saying, you won't have that. And you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. So, lions, we don't have a lot of experience with lions, but let me tell you, they're dangerous. Like, you don't want to mess with a lion. And cobra. Now, here in the valley, we get to see rattlesnakes all the time. It's not a cobra, but it's pretty nasty. When you see that, kind of give pause, right? You're like, whoa, you hear that rattle. Like, ooh, I need to watch myself, especially on the trail, because you get bit by one of those things. I mean, you're going to be in a world of hurt. Same thing with the cobra. The young lion, the serpent, you shall trample underfoot, meaning that these dangers that are out there, whether they be, you know, from people or from nature, will have no place with you. They'll have nothing they can do to you. And so that's good. Okay, let's go from the examples now. Went through them all. Let's hit the Lord's pledge. Starting verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. All right, so we get the pledge here. The Lord says, the Lord will deliver him when he gets caught up in trouble. No matter the circumstances, the Lord will be there. Whether we get like sidetracked and out of the Lord's presence, and then we get caught up. How many people here have gotten kind of in a sticky situation sometimes? I know I do it all the time. The Lord says, you know what? When you do this, I will help you. No matter the circumstances, I will be there. The Lord will set him securely on high because he has known the Lord's name. The Lord will set us up on high ground. So how many here have ever gotten kind of turned around or mixed up or lost in the desert? What do you do? How do you get out? Like, if you get on high ground, it's better. Like, you can see, like, oh, yeah, that's how you get out of it. I was watching, we were watching this movie called The Maze or something like that, and it's like all these huge, giant, this maze, and it moves around, all this stuff, and boy, if you could just climb up on the maze and get up top and then look and see, oh, I know how to get around. I can get through it. Like, when you're in these escape rooms, and sometimes they'll have this maze with a magnet, and you got to try to figure a way around it. Imagine if you were actually in the maze and trying to figure it out. That's a lot harder, but if you could step out and look and go, oh, I see. He says, I'll set you up. I will bring you to higher ground. We just have to call upon the Lord, and he will answer. The Lord will be with you in time of trouble or distress. We all face trouble and distress, whether it could be death, it could be disease, it could be trouble at work. It could be trouble with neighbors. It doesn't matter. But it says the Lord will be with us in those times. This is really important. The Lord will rescue him, and he will honor the Lord, and the Lord will honor him. It's almost like a curtsy. You see this in Psalm 50, verse 15. It's kind of like when you're in like square dancing or things like that, you curtsy, you bow to your partner, you curtsy to your partner. It's kind of like you do this to the Lord, and the Lord does it back to you, which is really cool, that the Lord honors us, that we, of course, honor him, but he brings it right back and honors us. The Lord will provide long life and will satisfy him. That's really cool, that we're in his presence, when we abide with him, it could be long life. Long life is different from a lot of people. Some people, when they get to be certain ages, like, man, Jesus, take me home. And some people just want to keep going. But the Lord says, I will give you long life in whatever circumstance that pleases you. It could be, long life could be, 45 years to you, and like, yep, I'm done. I'm good. Or it could be 105. But the Lord will provide long life when you abide in his presence. Deuteronomy 6:2 says, if we keep his commandments, we will have long life. Proverbs 3, verses 1 and 2, if we keep his commandments, we will have long life. To the blameless, the Lord will show his salvation. Psalm 50, verse 23. You will also see the Lord's salvation, and that's in the last verse here. It says, and I will show him my salvation. So what does that mean? It just means that the Lord will show you his salvation, the Lord Jesus himself. I want to make the Lord my permanent dwelling place. I want the Lord to be my number one source of entertainment, not YouTube and not the other stuff I do. I'm at the Lord's presence, I'm abiding, and then I kind of flip out, slide out, and then I come back in. But I want the Lord to be my source my number one source of entertainment, no matter what. And so it's just about abiding in him. Okay, so this is where the audience participation comes in. So we looked at all these great promises and all these amazing things, but let's kind of bring it back to the lost sheep out there, the ones that need help. So is there anybody here present that has sleeping disorders, that terror by night? So you can just raise your hand or stand up. We're going to pray over you. If there's anybody that has panic attacks during the day, fear, Lord, we're going to get this set straight. If there's anybody that has nightmares out there, we're going to pray over you today. If there's anybody that has some like fearful thing that's going on, I don't know how this is going to turn out. Lord, I'm just fearful of this situation that's out there. Go ahead and stand up. If there's anybody that has a disease that's in your body, whether it be something that isn't, you know, isn't working right, could be, you know, maybe a cold or a body function, a disease, go ahead and stand up. We're going to pray over you right now. If there's anybody that has some kind of scheduling thing that they just want the Lord to help them with, they can go ahead and stand up now. If there's, we just want to go ahead and start ministering to you right now. So if there's, so I see a couple people stand up. And so what we're going to do is the people that are around them, let's just lay hands on them, and then we're going to pray over them. We're just going to go ahead and do that right now. We're going to break the cycle of fear. We're going to give the gift of God, which is sleep. This ends today. All these panic attacks, they're over in the name of Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and discipline." Romans 8:11 says, "He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies." Lord, if there's any disease out there, if there's any misalignment that's there, Lord, I just pray right now that you will deliver that. You will heal that right now. If there is a nerve damage, if there is a cold or virus that is not right, I just pray for divine healing right now. Lord, I pray if there is a certain organ that isn't working right, Lord, I just pray that you will help that right now, Lord. If there is a movement that's being impinged upon, if there's soreness and there is not 100% movement there, Lord, I just pray for complete deliverance right there, Lord. Lord, I pray if there's any eyesight issues, I just pray right now that they will just bring those back into 100%, just like new, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, if there's a situation that's at work right now that needs to be prayed over, that, Lord, you know the answer. I just pray for divine wisdom right now, Lord, that you will help them out, that give them the words of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and discipline, Lord. And right now, I just pray that this fear that's there will be gone in the mighty name of Jesus, replaced with your love, your power, and your blessings, Lord. For you have given us the spirit of life. In you, there is presence of joy. We will just honor you and love you, Lord. Lord, you will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because we trust you. And we just trust you now to just heal these circumstances, Lord, just to heal what's going on, Lord, to heal these bodies, to